A couple of quick notes. Of course, we are beginning our parish mission and 40 hours devotion tonight, and we are very blessed to have our speaker, Elizabeth Ficocelli, and looking forward to that. The procession, those of you who will be joining us, will begin immediately. You'll see the canopy will come out, and if you'll just fall in right behind the Blessed Sacrament, and we're going to process the shortest route over to Old St. Mary's. And there we'll begin our 40 hours and our parish mission. If you don't have a candle yet for the procession, there are candles at the door. You can pick one up on your way and be sure to get a candle for the procession. Also, I was notified yesterday by the Vicar General that due to the worries and concerns about the current flu and the potential flu yet to come, that they have asked that we suspend a couple of things at our masses. One is the sign of peace. And so as soon as I give the Lord, the peace of the Lord be with you always, you respond and with your spirit, we'll continue on with the Lamb of God after that. And this is only temporary until this passes. Also, there will be no chalices on Sunday masses for the same reason. Again, it's temporary, and let us pray for the health of everyone in the world in this very difficult time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm always struck by the use of the word by St. Paul, ambassador. He calls us ambassadors for Christ. If you know anything about an ambassador is someone who goes to another country and represents the interests of a country for that country. And of course, if we're ambassadors for Christ, we are citizens of heaven, of course, and we are representing him and his interests to the country that we've been sent to, which is here. We tend to think about it the other way around, don't we? We think we're going to later go to this other place as a citizen of heaven. No. We are citizens of heaven now and have always been, even before, if you will, we were citizens of the United States. And so we have been sent by Christ as an ambassador to represent his interests, to promote his causes in the place where he has sent us. How beautiful. You've been chosen to be an ambassador. Of course, to do that, you have to be on board with what the person you're representing wants. And that's why we have Lent, to remind ourselves of what that is and why, to kind of familiarize ourselves again with our country, our real, true homeland, and what's expected of us as representatives of that homeland. The cross of ashes that we receive on our foreheads tonight means that we are making a commitment, that we are undertaking Lent as a season of prayer and penance, of dying to ourselves, so that we can be that representative of Christ. It also describes our human condition, that we are broken and need repair, that we are sinners and in need of redemption. It also reminds us we are but dust and ashes, mortal human beings carrying an immortal nature. One day we will receive a new body, glorified just like Jesus, but we have to go through dust and ashes first. We have to go through death first, that veil. Most importantly, this sign that we'll receive tells us and everybody that'll see us that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to carry our crosses. Now, this should not be news to us. We should know this. We've heard Jesus say this 1,000 times. Why are we called now to live this life of penance? Well, first, it is not because the church says to do it. Many people use excuses like that to not do something. Well, the church said I shouldn't do that or should do that, so I'm going to do the opposite. It's a disease for which we need humility. No, instead, penance is because of Jesus. He is the model. He is the reason that we do penance. It was his teaching. If anyone, he says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That path goes first to Calvary, where we have to die to ourselves in order to become more like him. Now, for a disciple, this is a joyful thing we take on. And if it's not a joyful thing, then that means you need to enter more into Lent as well. Because when it becomes a joy to carry the cross, then we have crossed over into a new understanding. A new understanding where this world cannot get us down. This world cannot do anything against us. Because we know we have a higher calling. And that we are ultimately citizens of a place that will be eternal. We also do penance because it is powerful. It removes our weakness, the weakness left behind in our souls by sin. And it makes our prayers more fruitful. Jesus said some things can only be gotten out by fasting and prayer, that type of penance. So by receiving ashes, we confess that we are sinners in need of the mercy of God. Lent is a time for great honesty with ourselves, how we have hurt our relationship with God and our relationship with others. Lent is a time for forgiveness and reconciliation, to call to mind those grudges we love to hold on to and just let them go. So let us allow this spirit of forgiveness to work its healing influence in our parishes, in our families, in the world. And finally, I recently saw this beautiful thing about fasting in Lent attributed to Pope Francis. And it sort of sums up everything that we should be. In fact, we always complain about people who are angry, crabby, bitter people. And sometimes it's us in the mirror if we're not careful. But listen, do you want to fast this Lent? Fast from hurting words and say kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your heart with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words and be silent so you can listen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.